not a big fan of that on the cars, because when you tint, you're also limiting how well you can see, and I want to see very well.
Yeah, no doubt. Mine comes factory tinted from the factory, of course, and it's only a light tint, but with a black interior, yeah, I can't tell. This one, too, has a hood scoop. Do you have one of those?
No. Stock hood. There's a couple of them out there that have, you know, kind of interesting scoops on them, but those are all fiberglass hoods. And, this body, a fiberglass hood, you never can quite get them to fit well. And if you needed a hood scoop, then you'd be putting it on a metal hood, and that looks Bojang. So I don't have the need for one, so I'm not going to have one.
There you go. I'm going to send you a picture on the app we use.
My red Cougar, the one you didn't see, I had a shaker scoop on it, and it was functional, and it worked. That was good for about 15 horsepower, actually.
Oh, nice. There you go. A hood, scoop, and a wing on the back.
Okay, so that hood scoop, I'm sorry, but in my opinion, is friggin' hideous. And you'll notice he's got hood pins, which has warped the hood. No, not interested in that. That's a completely wrong hood scoop for that car. Also, that would have been, that looks like a Boss 429 hood scoop from 69 and 70, so it's a wrong era. Mind you, what has he got on the side of his car there? Can't quite make out what that logo is on the fender, but that's also not factory. The tires he's got on the rear are huge, and his car's jacked up, so this thing is, interesting. That spoiler on the back is correct for my car. He does not have the keyless entry on the door, which I have. Interesting. Yeah, not quite my taste.
It says 308 on it, it looks like it says, on the side.
Is that what that says? Oh, okay. Oh, did you hear that noise? There's somebody local here that's usually on channel 37, and he runs a lot of power.
Oh, really? 37, eh? Kind of late for that. Huh.
Yeah, and actually there's a couple guys in the area that are on that channel, and they're always busy in the daytime, doing their thing in the daytime. And I heard them yakking to each other the other night on FM on channel 37.
Really? I'll inquire from the locals here that also seem to talk a lot on their, what's today's Thursday, so Wednesday night? I know there's a net on Saturday nights on lower 40, and the net control for that one is in Nanaimo, half the island, and part of the mainland gets in there.
Are they on sideband, or what are they doing?
Oh yeah, it's all lower side. Lower side of 40, 38, 37, and 39, but 40 is where the net is, Saturday nights. And I think it's about either 7 or 8 o'clock. I'm not sure. One of those.
Yeah. Oh, I might have to listen into that. See if I can hear it. But, yeah, it's pretty clear when both these guys are yakking away on FM that, yeah, those aren't CBs.
Probably not. Most of the people I hear talking on there, they're all talking about their radios. Like, oh my goodness. If you start to hear it, send me a text. on another night, not tonight, and I'll run downstairs, crank it up, and have a listen.
Yeah, if I hear something. I know if I were to key up right now on 37, say something, he'd come back to me. He's always listening.
Why is it? Hmm. You're making me want to go downstairs and dial up that other radio.
Ah, that's funny. He's listening to me. How are you doing tonight, sir? Is that the 336? James will be right back. I'm just going to switch bands for a moment. Excellent.
Oh, all right.